This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show today, pretty simple to do. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. 405-608-4377. 76 degrees right now under sunshiny skies at 7:06. It's going to be a crazy hot week throughout the week this week. We're going to see triple digit temperatures throughout much of the week, so brace yourself on that one. And we've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. One person is dead, several others injured after a shooting at a local restaurant this past weekend. We'll have the latest details on that one. A local man is in jail after police say he choked a child and then fired shots at officers. An 18-year-old is in jail accused of shooting another teen. What police are saying about this one? Honoring the memory of a former Oklahoma City police chief who died over the weekend. An investigation into Sooner Care after international scammers tried to cash in on the program. The Attorney General's next move is coming up. More problems at the crumbling Oklahoma County Jail. We'll take your calls on this one, 405-608-4377, if you want to weigh in on this one. Is it time to just kind of level the dump, start all over again? We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, coming up in just a little while. And a major heat wave is hitting the area over the next week. Everything you need to know to keep cool, plus your dad joke of the day. We want to hear yours. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, two people are dead, several others injured following a shooting at a southwest Oklahoma City restaurant early Sunday morning. Police say officers responded around 12:30 in the morning to reports of gunfire near Southwest 25th Street and Hudson Avenue. Investigators say an altercation escalated into gunfire, leaving one person dead at the scene and another one who later died from their injuries. Several people were taken to area hospitals. Police have taken multiple people into custody, but no names have been released just yet. And the investigation into what sparked the shooting remains ongoing. Dos Cinco Restaurant says that it's cooperating with investigators and will remain closed until further notice. A Ponca City man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he assaulted a child and then opened fire on officers this past weekend. Investigators say 48-year-old Douglas Naren allegedly choked the child, prompting the child's mother and daughter to flee the home and call police. When officers arrived, they say Naren fired at them from inside the house, leading to an exchange of gunfire. Naren was wounded and then later surrendered and was taken into custody after being treated at the hospital. No officers were injured, and the mother and children are reported safe. Edmond police have arrested an 18-year-old man in connection with a shooting earlier this month that left another 18-year-old wounded. Police responded to reports of gunfire at an apartment complex near East Danforth Road on July 8th and found dozens of shell casings in the parking lot. Detectives say several people exchanged gunfire before fleeing the scene. The victim later arrived at the Oklahoma City Hospital with multiple gunshot wounds and survived. Police arrested Dontre Simpson on complaints of assault and battery with a deadly weapon and first-degree robbery as the investigation continues. A Moore family is speaking out after they say a synthetic kratom pill bought at a gas station claimed the life of 20-year-old Evan Bartholomew. The UConn High School graduate died on June 25th after suffering an overdose linked to a product containing concentrated 7-OH. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says at least 58 deaths in the state since January of 2025 have been tied to kratom products. Authorities warn synthetic 7-OH can be far more potent than natural kratom and say illegal products are being sold despite state regulations. Lawmakers are now pushing for tougher enforcement and new legislation that would classify synthetic OH as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. Former Oklahoma City Police Chief M.T. Berry has died at the age of 75 after a battle with brain cancer. Berry made history as the city's first black police chief, serving from 1998 till 2003 after rising through the ranks of the department. He also served as deputy chief during the Oklahoma City bombing, helped to coordinate the city's emergency response, and later guided officers through the aftermath. After retiring from the department, Berry served as an assistant city manager and then later on the Oklahoma County Jail Trust. City leaders are remembering him as a trailblazer, a mentor, a dedicated public servant whose influence shaped generations of Oklahoma law enforcement. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is continuing to investigate a massive chain reaction crash that shut down the eastbound lanes of the Will Rogers Turnpike on Friday. The 15 to 20 vehicle collision happened in Mays County near the Adair exit, forcing all eastbound traffic to be diverted to the Claremore exit for several hours. Troopers and Oklahoma Turnpike Authority crews responded to the scene. Authorities have not released any details on the injuries or what may have caused the crash as the investigation continues. More police have released body camera video showing an officer rescuing an 11-month-old baby from an overturned vehicle after a crash last month. Police say Officer Nicholas witnessed the driver make an illegal left turn on a red light before the collision on June 28th. The officer pulled the infant from the overturned vehicle and checked on the driver. Investigators arrested 30-year-old Skylar Martinez McKelly on complaints of DUI, child endangerment, refusing a breath test, and a traffic violation. More police say officers responded to 60 DUI-related incidents between May 1st and July 1st. An Oklahoma City man is facing multiple charges after police say he led officers on a brief pursuit that ended in a crash. Investigators say Noah Bryce was driving the wrong way near Sheridan and Klassen late Thursday night and hit several vehicles before an officer tried to stop him. Police say Bryce sped away, but the pursuit lasted only about 30 seconds before he crashed into another vehicle. He then ran on foot but was quickly arrested. The driver and passenger in the other vehicle were hospitalized with injuries and are expected to be okay. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has launched an investigation into the Oklahoma Health Care Authority after officials discovered what they believe was a foreign fraud scheme targeting the state's Sooner Care program. The agency says suspicious Medicaid enrollment were detected early on and no taxpayer money was lost. Drummond criticized the agency for not notifying his office sooner, calling it a breakdown in oversight rather than a paperwork issue. State officials say the fraud involved data from an out-of-state breach and that the case has been referred to federal authorities while the investigation continues. 76 degrees and sunny at 7:13. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. A new report says a loophole in Oklahoma law leaves the water use of data centers largely untracked. While a new state law requires conservation measures for facilities seeking groundwater permits, most data centers simply buy water from city utilities and don't need state water permits at all. That's raised some concerns as several large projects are proposed for across Oklahoma, including a planned 480-acre, $15 billion data center campus near Yukon. Residents worry about the impact on water supplies, while state officials say there is currently no system to monitor just how much municipal water data centers will consume. Developers say the project will bring jobs and investment, but critics want greater transparency before construction moves forward. Oklahoma election officials are defending the state's voting system after President Donald Trump raised new concerns about election security last week. State Election Board Secretary Paul Zierak says Oklahoma has strong safeguards in place, including paper ballots, optical scan tabulators, pre-election testing, and a strict chain of custody procedure. Trump claimed that newly released documents show China accessed voter information during the 2020 election, while state officials say Oklahoma's election process is designed to ensure every legal vote is counted accurately. The comments come as federal lawmakers continue debating additional election security measures. Oklahoma lawmakers continue to tighten up the state's abortion laws, with a new measure taking effect on August 3rd that makes it a felony to knowingly deliver abortion-inducing drugs intended to end a pregnancy. Supporters say the law strengthens the state's near-total abortion ban, while critics argue that it could make doctors more hesitant to treat pregnancy complications and further limit access to reproductive health care. The debate comes as lawmakers also approved additional funding for pregnancy resource centers, while opponents say the state should instead focus on improving Oklahoma's maternal health outcomes. A University of Tulsa law professor is launching a new project to track jail deaths across Oklahoma, saying the effort could shine some light on whether some inmate deaths were preventable. Professor Matt Lampkin says the Jail Death Accountability Project will collect data and stories from families while examining patterns involving medical safety, care, checks, and jail conditions. Lampkin says 60 inmates have died at the Oklahoma County Jail since 2020, leading to millions of dollars in lawsuits and settlements. He hopes the project will identify systemic problems and help improve inmate safety statewide. Oklahoma County leaders are facing yet another major problem with the aging Oklahoma County jail. Officials say only one of the jail's three secure inmate elevators is currently working after all five elevators recently failed inspection. Jail administrators worry the situation could create serious safety concerns during an emergency involving the facility's more than 1,500 inmates. Because the elevators are decades old, replacement parts are no longer available, and county leaders say replacing three of the secure elevators could cost nearly $3 million. The proposal is expected to be discussed by county officials later on this week. Oklahoma has taken a key step toward improving mental health treatment for criminal defendants found incompetent to stand trial. Federal court consultants have approved the state's long-delayed plan more than a year after it was originally due. The plan is part of a consent decree stemming from a lawsuit that accused the state of leaving mentally ill defendants in county jails for months while waiting for treatment. State officials must eventually provide treatment within 21 days, but defendants are still waiting an average of more than 100 days. The Department of Mental Health has already been fined $3.5 million for failing to meet court-ordered deadlines. An Oklahoma County judge has ruled that the state's Wildlife Conservation Commission must release a severance agreement involving former director J.D. Strong. The agreement includes a taxpayer-funded payout of more than $169,000 following Strong's resignation. The commission had argued that a confidentiality clause kept in the document keeps it private. But the judge ruled the agreement is a public record under Oklahoma's Open Records Act. The lawsuit was filed by Oklahoma Voice after the agency refused to release the document, and the ruling is being praised as a victory for government transparency. Oklahoma County commissioners have renewed a $250,000 economic development contract with the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce after receiving additional accountability measures. Chamber officials say the funding helps to support local aerospace projects, including efforts to bring the next generation E-7 Wedgetail mission to Tinker Air Force Base and the FAA's new vertical takeoff and landing research facility here in Oklahoma City. Commissioners say both projects could create jobs and strengthen the state's aerospace industry. The renewed agreement also requires the chamber to provide more detailed reports on how county funding is spent. Drivers who pay to park at the Metro One garage near the Oklahoma County Courthouse will soon need to make other plans. County officials say the 50-year-old parking garage will close for up to 60 days while crews repair the entrance ramp and parts of the lower level. The project is expected to cost about $140,000, and the county could lose as much as $90,000 in parking revenue during the closure. Officials say the repairs are necessary to ensure the aging structure remains safe and hope that the work can be completed in as little as 30 days. Dangerous heat settling into Oklahoma this week, with temperatures expected to climb into the triple digits and heat indexes topping 110 degrees in some areas. The National Weather Service says high humidity will make it feel even hotter through the end of the week, increasing the risk for heat-related illness. Forecasters urge Oklahomans to stay hydrated, limit strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, wear lightweight clothing, and take frequent breaks in the shade or air conditioning if working or spending time outside. Well, like we mentioned, there are more problems with the Oklahoma County Jail. Three of the four elevators now broken. This place is a death trap. If there's a fire, taxpayers already agreed to pay for a new jail, but now we're told that we're hundreds of millions of dollars short. So what's the answer on this one? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. 76 degrees and sunny. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServicePROOKC.com. On this Monday morning, expect some construction delays eastbound I-44 at Klassen, Northwest Expressway in May, bridge work I-44, Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, So spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Get ready. Oklahoma Rodeo fans, come out to the 25th Annual UConn FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the UConn Roundup Club between UConn Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in UConn and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual UConn FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the UConn Roundup Club between UConn Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, UConn FFA Rodeo.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals, in my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well, 877-973-7425, every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9, as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Going to be a hot few days. We're looking at partly to mostly sunny skies throughout the day today. High of 99 degrees tonight. It's going to be clear with a low of 73 on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, hot, high reaching 102. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny, hot, high of 100 degrees. It's 76 degrees and sunny at 724. Well, Oklahoma County leaders are dealing with yet another costly problem at the aging Oklahoma County Jail. Officials say only one of three secured inmate elevators is working after all five elevators failed inspection. Jail administrators warn the breakdown could create serious safety issues if an emergency involving more than 1,500 inmates takes place. Picture that in your mind. 1,500 inmates, 13-story jail, one elevator. If that place catches on fire, we're talking mass casualties, mass tragedy, a lot of death. The place is a death trap. 1,500 inmates trying to use one elevator to get down 13 flights. It's just, yeah, nothing good can come of this. County leaders say the aging elevators are beyond repair because replacement parts are no longer made, and replacing three of them could cost nearly $3 million. This place has been a death trap since the day they first cut the ribbon back in 1991. Now, back then, the facility only cost taxpayers $50 million. Back in 2022, voters reluctantly agreed to pay $260 million for a new jail. Here we are, 3 years later, the price tag went from $260 million to $835 million. So to put that in perspective, Devon Tower cost $135 million less to build than the new jail proposal. Devon Tower only cost $700 million to build. The new jail they want to build, $835 million. So what do? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. Do we gut the current jail and try to fix it? Do we just remove 13 floors layer by layer by layer and rebuild it in such a way that it actually works? Or do we build a new one at this massive $835 million price tag, this cost to taxpayers? Or do we go back to the drawing board and come up with a plan that better fits the first price tag that voters agreed to? That's my hedge on it. That's my bet. I would rather see county leaders go back to the drawing board and say, look, we got to get this thing closer to the $200 million, $260 million the taxpayers agreed to. Now, understand that $260 million, that was for building the facility. There was no mechanism built into that to fund maintaining it, to fund properly staffing it. So none of these ongoing maintenance costs were built into it. So the solution here, in my opinion, is kind of a twofold solution. First of all, we got to get that price down a little bit. $835 million for a jail, I don't think that sets well with anybody, especially after taxpayers already agreed to pay $260 million, only to find out, surprise, we were off by 400%. And they're blaming a lot of that on increased costs, inflation, that kind of a thing. You and I go to the store on a regular basis. We buy eggs. We buy meat. We understand that inflation is higher. It's not up 400% over 3 years. So I want to see the numbers on that one. But in terms of the full cost of this thing, $835 million, it's not going to happen. So I'd like to see county leaders go back to the drawing board. But at the same time, much as I hate to say it, we need to have a dedicated tax for law enforcement. We need to have a dedicated tax for that jail. Oklahoma County is the only county in the entire state that doesn't have a dedicated tax for law enforcement. So with that dedicated sales tax, we would be able to fund the jail. We would be able to properly fund it after it's built. And we would be able to properly fund the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office and other Oklahoma County services. That needs to go into place. But I'd like to see county leaders meet we, the taxpayers, kind of at the halfway point here. Show us that you're at least trying. Go back to the drawing board, lower the cost of it. I can't justify spending $835 million on a jail when the cost of Devon Tower was only $700 million. It doesn't make any sense to me. So what do? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377. What's the solution here? 405-608-4377. The Oklahoma County jail has become one of the biggest public policy issues in Oklahoma. Nearly everybody agrees that the current jail is failing, but there's significant disagreement over how to pay for a replacement, how large it should be, who should operate it, and whether taxpayers should continue investing in corrections and Band-Aids versus an alternative like mental health treatment and diversion. The jail was a mess from the get-go. You can't build a 13-story jail. It just simply doesn't work. One of the major problems they've got with it is every time inmates get bored or restless or angry, they'll take their sheets, they'll take their clothes, they'll throw them in the toilets, and then flush the toilets over and over again, causing a literal waterfall cascading down of human feces on the floors below them. You just simply can't do it. Freedom First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The U.S. launched more airstrikes on Iran over the weekend after the deaths of two American service members Friday. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the U.S. mission against Iran will go on until President Trump's objective is achieved. Fox News says Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei fled Iran, as reported by the Times of Israel Sunday, but it's not known yet where he is. Costco added a new item to its food court menu.
The retail giant now offers chicken strips. A single order includes five large chicken breast strips and a container of dipping sauce for $6.99. I'm Rob Martier.
Spain are World Cup champions. The Red Fury took down Argentina 1-0 last night in extra time to secure their second ever tournament win. from America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A lot of people think, if I get hurt at work, that's workers' comp, and that's it. Not always. If you're injured on a job site because of a negligent contractor, or faulty equipment, a careless delivery driver, or unsafe premises, you may have a third-party claim completely separate from workers' comp. And here's why that matters. Workers' comp limits what you can recover. Third-party claims don't. I've seen cases where someone was told, this is all you get, when in reality there was another responsible party who never got called out. Construction sites, oil fields, warehouses, they're crowded with overlapping duties and shared responsibility. If someone else's negligence put you in the hospital, don't assume the system has already done you a favor. Sometimes the real case hasn't even been opened yet.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Two people were hospitalized after a motorcycle crash Friday night near Northwest 47th and North Pennsylvania in Oklahoma City. The police saying neither rider was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. Investigators continue working to determine the exact cause and whether another vehicle was involved. No information has currently been released on the victim's conditions or any additional details on the crash itself. Oklahoma is sending additional first responders to help with flood rescue and recovery efforts in the Texas Hill Country, with Governor Stitt saying 43 responders from agencies across the state are deploying with 10 boats and other specialized rescue equipment to join teams already on the ground. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management says more resources could be sent if additional requests come in throughout the coming days. Oklahoma County leaders are considering a nearly $3 million plan to replace aging elevators at the Oklahoma County Jail. This after multiple failures raised serious safety concerns. The aging elevators are reportedly difficult to repair as replacement parts are no longer manufactured by the company. County officials are set to discuss the proposal during today's committee meeting. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. What if I told you there will be an opportunity for you to shoot some free ammo through some Shadow silencers on August 8th? Would you be interested in something like that? Well, I'm pleased to announce just such an event. Join Cops Gun Shop and Shadow silencers at Range 66 in Yukon on August 8th for a free range session where you can test fire a number of Shadow silencers for free. We provide the ammo. But here's the catch. You have to come by Cops Gun Shop and pick up an admission ticket for the 10 o'clock range session or the 1 o'clock range session on August 8th. There are only 25 free tickets available for each session. If you can't come by to get a ticket, call us at 405-235-2677 and we will reserve a spot for you. In order to take advantage, you have to have a ticket or a reservation. No exceptions. Swing by Cops Gun Shop at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City and get your free admission ticket and we will see you on August 8th. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart, keep praying that the communist influence goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit bewelokc.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will bring plenty of sunshine and toasty conditions with a high of 99. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Tomorrow is expected to be mostly sunny and hot, reaching a high of 102. By Wednesday, we can expect partly sunny skies and hot weather with a high of 100. As we look ahead to Thursday, it will be mostly sunny and hot once again with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show today, it's pretty easy to do. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. 405-608-4377. 76 degrees already. It's sunny and it's 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, got a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All Army barbers shave their privates.
Shave their... I see where you're going there.
Okay, I'll work on that one.
All right.
Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Well, two people are dead, several others injured after a shooting early Sunday morning at a southwest Oklahoma City resident. Police responded around 12:30 to reports of gunfire near Southwest 25th and Hudson. Investigators believe an altercation escalated into gunfire, leaving one person dead at the scene and another who later died at the hospital. Several victims were treated for injuries. Police have taken multiple people into custody and have not announced any arrests or released any names. The investigation remains active, and Dos Cinco Restaurant says it is cooperating with detectives and will remain closed until further notice. A Ponca City man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he assaulted a child and then exchanged gunfire with responding officers. Investigators say 48-year-old Douglas Naren allegedly choked the child, causing the child's mother and daughter to flee the home and call 911. When officers arrived, they say Naren opened fire inside the residence. Officers returned fire, striking him before he later surrendered. Naren was treated at a hospital before being booked into jail on complaints that include child abuse, shooting with intent to kill, and several firearms-related offenses. No officers were hurt, and the mother and children were not injured. Edmond police have arrested an 18-year-old in connection with a shooting that injured another teenager earlier this month. Officers responded on July 8th to reports of gunfire in an apartment complex near East Danforth Road, where investigators found numerous shell casings scattered across the parking lot. Detectives say several people exchanged gunfire before fleeing the scene. A short time later, an 18-year-old arrived at an Oklahoma City hospital suffering from multiple gunshot wounds and survived. Police have arrested Dontre Simpson on complaints of assault and battery with a deadly weapon and first-degree robbery. The investigation is continuing and formal charges are still pending. The family of a Moore man is warning others about the dangers of a synthetic kratom after they say a single pill purchased at a gas station claimed his life. 20-year-old Evan Bartholomew died after overdosing on a product containing concentrated 7-OH. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says at least 58 deaths statewide have occurred since January of last year, and they've been linked to kratom products. Authorities say synthetic OH can be far more potent than natural kratom and warn that illegal products are still being sold despite state regulations. Lawmakers are now considering tougher enforcement and new restrictions. Oklahoma City is remembering one of its most respected law enforcement leaders. Former police chief M.T. Berry has died at the age of 75 following a battle with brain cancer. Berry became Oklahoma City's first black police chief, serving from 1998 until 2003 after nearly three decades with the department. As deputy chief, he helped to coordinate the city's response following the Oklahoma City bombing and later guided officers through its aftermath. After retiring from the department, Berry served as assistant city manager and later on the Oklahoma County Jail Trust. Friends and colleagues remember him as a mentor, trailblazer, and dedicated public servant. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is continuing to investigate Friday's massive chain reaction crash on the Will Rogers Turnpike in northeast Oklahoma. The crash involved an estimated 15 to 20 vehicles near the Adair exit in Mays County and forced authorities to shut down the eastbound lanes for several hours. Traffic was diverted at Claremore while troopers and Oklahoma Turnpike Authority crews worked the scene. Investigators have not said yet what caused the crash or released information about injuries. The investigation remains ongoing. More police have released dramatic body camera video showing an officer rescuing an 11-month-old baby from an overturned vehicle following a crash last month. Police say Officer Nicholas witnessed the driver make an illegal left turn on red before colliding with another vehicle on June 28th. The officer quickly climbed into the overturned SUV and safely removed the infant before checking on the driver. 36-year-old Skylar Martinez McCauley was arrested on complaints including DUI, child endangerment, and refusing a breath test and a traffic violation. More police say that officers handled 60 DUI-related incidents between May 1st and July 1st alone. An Oklahoma City man is facing several felony charges after police say he led officers on a brief pursuit that ended with a crash. Investigators say Noah Price was driving the wrong way near Sheridan and Klassen late Thursday night and nearly hit several vehicles before an officer attempted a traffic stop. Police say Price sped away, but the chase lasted only about 30 seconds before he slammed into another vehicle. He then tried to run, but he was caught after a short foot pursuit. The driver and passenger in the other vehicle were hospitalized with injuries and are expected to recover. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has launched an investigation into the Oklahoma Health Care Authority after officials uncovered what they believe was a foreign fraud scheme targeting the state's Sooner Care program. The agency says suspicious Medicaid enrollments were caught before any taxpayer money was lost. Drummond criticized the agency for failing to notify his office, calling it a breakdown and oversight. Healthcare Authority officials say the fraud involved stolen information from an out-of-state data breach that was immediately reported to federal authorities. The investigation is ongoing. 76 degrees and sunny at 7:42. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. A new report is raising concerns about how much water future data centers could use in Oklahoma. Investigate Midwest reports that while new state law regulates data centers seeking groundwater permits, most facilities simply purchase water from city utilities and don't need state permits to do so. That means there's currently no statewide system tracking just how much water they consume. The issue is drawing attention as several large data center projects are proposed across Oklahoma, including a $15 billion development near Yukon. Residents are demanding greater transparency before construction moves forward. Oklahoma election officials are pushing back after President Donald Trump raised new concerns about election security last week. State Election Board Secretary Paul Zirek says Oklahoma's voting system includes multiple safeguards, including paper ballots, optical scan tabulators, pre-election testing, and strict chain of custody procedures. Trump's comments centered on newly released documents involving Chinese access to voter information during the 2020 election. State officials say Oklahoma's system is designed to ensure that every legal vote is counted accurately. The issue comes as Congress continues debating additional election security legislation. A new Oklahoma abortion law takes effect on August 3rd, adding another restriction to the state's near-total abortion ban. The new law makes it a felony to knowingly deliver abortion-inducing drugs to someone intending to end a pregnancy. Supporters say the measure strengthens protections for unborn children, while critics argue that it could discourage doctors from treating pregnancy complications and further limit access to reproductive health care. The debate comes as lawmakers also approved additional funding for pregnancy resource centers, while opponents say more attention should be given to improving maternal health care. A University of Tulsa law professor is launching a statewide effort to study deaths inside Oklahoma jails. Professor Matt Lampkin says the Jail Death Accountability Project will collect information from families while examining whether inmate deaths could have been prevented. Lampkin says 60 inmates have died at the Oklahoma County Jail since 2020, resulting in millions of dollars in lawsuits and settlements. The project will examine issues including medical care, inmate supervision, and jail conditions. Lampkin hopes that the findings will identify systemic problems and improve safety for inmates across Oklahoma. Oklahoma County leaders are dealing with yet another costly problem at the aging Oklahoma County Jail. Officials say only one of the jail's three secure inmate elevators is currently working after all five elevators in the facility recently failed inspection. Jail administrators warn the situation could create some serious safety concerns if an emergency requires moving inmates throughout the facility. Because the elevators are decades old, replacement parts are no longer available. County leaders are now considering spending nearly $3 million to replace three secure elevators as they continue planning for a new county jail. Coming up after the break, we'll be taking your calls on that at 405-608-4377. Oklahoma has cleared an important hurdle in its effort to improve mental health treatment for criminal defendants found incompetent to stand trial. Federal court consultants have approved the state's long-delayed compliance plan, which is part of a consent decree stemming from a lawsuit over lengthy delays in treatment. The agreement requires the state to provide treatment within 21 days, but many defendants are still waiting more than 100 days in county jails. The Department of Mental Health has already been fined $3.5 million for failing to meet court-ordered deadlines and could face additional penalties if improvements are not made. An Oklahoma County judge has ruled that the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission must release the severance agreement of former director J.D. Strong. The agreement includes a taxpayer-funded payout of more than $169,000 following Strong's resignation. The commission argued a confidentiality clause kept the agreement private, but a judge ruled it is a public record under Oklahoma's Open Records Act. The lawsuit was filed by Oklahoma Voice after the agency refused to release the document. Supporters say of the ruling that it strengthens the government transparency and the public's right to know how taxpayer money is being spent. Oklahoma County Commissioners have renewed a $250,000 economic development contract with the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce after requiring additional accountability measures. Chamber officials say the funding supports efforts to recruit major aerospace projects, including bringing the next generation E-7 Wedgetail mission to Tinker Air Force Base and supporting the FAA's new vertical takeoff and landing research facility here in Oklahoma City. Commissioners say that both projects could create high-paying jobs and strengthen Oklahoma's aerospace industry. Under the renewed agreement, the chamber must provide more detailed reports showing exactly how county money is being spent. Well, if you park in the Metro 1 garage next to the Oklahoma County Courthouse, you'll soon need to find another place to leave your car. County officials say the 50-year-old garage will close for up to 60 days while crews repair the entrance ramp and portions of the lower level. The project is expected to cost about $140,000, and county leaders estimate they'll lose as much as $90,000 in parking revenue during the closure. Officials say the repairs are necessary to keep the aging infrastructure safe and hope construction can be completed in about a month. We'll get ready for a dangerous stretch of summer weather. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across much of Oklahoma this week, with heat index values climbing to above 110 degrees in some areas. The National Weather Service says high humidity will make it feel even hotter through the end of the week, increasing the risk of heat-related illness. Forecasters urge everyone to drink plenty of water, avoid strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, wear lightweight clothing, and take frequent breaks in air conditioning or near the shade. Never leave children or pets inside a parked vehicle, even for a few minutes. Well, like we talked about, there are more problems at the Oklahoma County Jail. Three of the four elevators are now broken. The place is a death trap if there's a fire. Taxpayers already agreed to pay for a new jail, but now we're told that we are hundreds of millions of dollars short. So what's the answer? We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It is 76 degrees. There is a heat advisory in place for this week that was just issued. It's 7:49 in the morning, and you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com.
On this Monday morning, expect some construction delays eastbound I-44 at Klassen, Northwest Expressway and May, bridge work I-44, Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom 96.9.com. Our hosts are always right.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges, then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Checking your weather real quick. It's going to be a hot few days. Plenty of sunshine today with a high of 99 degrees. Tonight, look for clear skies with a low of 73. On Tuesday, mostly sunny. It's going to be a hot one, 102 degrees. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny and hot. Not quite as hot, though, as Tuesday. Only 100 degrees. It's 76 degrees at 7:53. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma County leaders are dealing with yet another costly problem at the aging Oklahoma County Jail. Officials say only one of three secured elevators is currently working after all five of the elevators failed inspection. Jail administrators warn the breakdown could create serious safety issues during an emergency involving more than 1,500 inmates. Imagine it's 13 stories high. You've got 1,500 inmates, and you've got to evacuate them all with one elevator. It's going to be a death trap. County leaders say the aging elevators are beyond repair because the replacement parts are just no longer made, and replacing three of them could cost as much as $3 million. This place has been a death trap since day one, since it was built back in 1991, I guess. Back then, the facility only cost taxpayers $50 million. In 2022, voters reluctantly agreed to pay $260 million for a new jail. Here it is, only 3 years later, and that price tag has jumped from $260 million up to $835 million. And again, to put that in perspective, Devon Tower cost $135 million less to build than the proposed jail. Devon Tower was built for $700 million. They want the new jail to cost $835 million. So Deanne is on from Midwest City. Good morning, Deanne. What say you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, I just dreaded going to the jail so bad.
Yeah.
But I would have to go about every, easily twice a month, which seems like not that much, but it is when it takes all day. But what we had trouble is getting out. You go, let's say I interview my person and he's up on, let's say, 7,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to get out. It takes them sometimes an hour to get to you to let you out.
Yeah.
And you feel like maybe they didn't hear you. And then I had this one friend of mine was just, he just started singing, "Swing Low,
Swing."
And he started singing, you know, gospel songs, trying to get us out of there.
It's insane. They're woefully understaffed. Nobody wants to work there, and with good reason. They don't pay very well. And the pay has gotten a little bit better over the years, but they don't pay very well. And it's a very violent, very nasty place to work. It smells really bad. You've got inmates that the vast majority of the people who are inmates there have drug addiction problems or mental health issues or some combination of the two. And this facility has basically become a warehouse for people with mental health issues.
Oh, I know it.
And that's not the answer. I don't want to sound like a hug-a-thug kind of guy because I tend to lean pretty conservative about these things. But the reality is, if somebody has serious mental health problems, the answer isn't to lock them up in a jail. The answer is to get them help, get them medicated, if necessary, mandatory medication and or mandatory treatment. And that can be done through the court system. But oftentimes it's easier just to toss them in jail out of sight, out of mind. And that's not the answer.
No, it absolutely is. And they pose a hazard to the other inmates. And,
yeah.
And some of the people that are just in there on some little technical so-and-so, and they're in with these murders and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And we keep them there too long. And, you know, with Tommy Johnson and that thing that he had going between the facilities or the other facilities and the county, I didn't think you guys ought to have to be moving inmates. I think it's the other county's responsibility. That's the way it was when I was trained.
Well, this is it. Just simply what the sheriff is doing is his people are moving people from the jail to the Oklahoma County Courthouse and back. So they're not moving them. We do also at the sheriff's office move inmates from one jail to another. But in this particular case, the what's causing the controversy is moving them just from the jail a few blocks over to the county courthouse. And my preference would be let's build a new jail that also has courtrooms in it so that we don't have to transport them that far. Because every inch you have to transport them is that much dangerous. And let's start using more technology. Let's start doing more video arraignments, for example, as opposed to just bringing them in. They do them to a certain degree, but many of the judges demand that it be done in person, which I understand. People have a right to be seen in person, but oftentimes it's just a really quick hearing in and out, and then you got to bring them all the way back over again. And the cost for taxpayers for that is $860 million. We can save some money here. My preference would be let's have county leaders meet us partway with this. The $860 million or $835 million to build the new facility, to me, that's ridiculous. Go back to the drawing board, talk to the architects, talk to the designers, and say, look, voters approved $235 million for this. Let's keep it closer to that. $260 million. $260 million. Put me together a design that's closer to that. And then, unfortunately, much as I have to say it, we have to have a dedicated sales tax in order to fund it, not only the building of it, but also the long-term care of it. With the current plan that they put in place that voters already paid for, the $260 million, there's no mechanism in there for maintenance, for hiring new staff, for training staff. It's just a flat $260 million. We need something consistent. And side note, we're the only county in the entire state that doesn't have a dedicated sales tax for criminal justice. Deanne, thanks so much for calling, and thank you to you for listening to us this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.